I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The idea of being a country's official poet seems almost like a contradiction in terms, but that's exactly what a poet laureate is. Britain's just announced its new poet laureate. Carol Ann Duffy will be the first woman to hold the post since, well, since the post itself was created in 1668. Duffy said she thought about that before accepting the honor.
I think my decision came down on the positive side simply because I think there should be a woman in the post. And I think the appointment of me as poet laureate is not so much about me, but acknowledging the fantastic women poets that we have in Britain.
Britain's new poet laureate, Carol Ann Duffy there. Elaine Showalter is professor emeritus of English at Princeton. One of her best-known books is A Literature of Their Own. It's a literary history of British women writers. Elaine Showalter, tell me first about Carol Ann Duffy. Who is she, and is she a popular poet in the UK?
Carol Ann Duffy is the best-selling poet in the UK, and her work is part of the course for high school students, so she is extremely well-known. She's born in Scotland, in Glasgow. She's lived a good deal of her life in England. She is bisexual. She has a daughter, and she will be an extremely popular choice.
So who chooses the poet laureate in the UK, and how is it possible that a woman was not chosen for this role until the 21st century? I mean, as we said, this position was created in 1668.
Well, I'm not actually sure exactly who chooses it. I mean, it's a government choice, and I assume Gordon Brown has advisors and the Queen has to sign off. But it was simply that, you know, poet and woman were seen as two contending categories until now. In the 19th century, Elizabeth Barrett Browning's name was mooted about in 1850, but Tennyson got it. And then in the 1890s, everyone thought it was going to be Christina Rossetti, who was the greatest woman poet of her age. But people were so against having a woman in that position that they kept it unsettled until Alfred Austin was available a few years later. And he is, by general agreement, the worst poet laureate ever.
Okay. What kind of poetry does Carol Ann Duffy write? I mean, what's she best known for?
Carol Ann Duffy is best known for her feminist poems and mostly a book called The World's Wife that came out in 1999, which is a selection of poems written from the point of view of the wives and sometimes the mothers and the sisters of famous men, men like Darwin, Elvis, the Cray brothers, an enormous range of characters. So she's a highly skilled contemporary writer.
You mentioned the collection called The World's Wife. I have to read these lines. This is the poem, Mrs. Darwin. It goes, 7 April 1852, went to the zoo. I said to him, something about that chimpanzee over there reminds me of you.
Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, kind of the idea is partly it's her most anti-male book in a kind of humorous way, but often, too, in a darker way. And some of the poems are like that one, suggestions that it's the women who really came up with the ideas. Others are somewhat more complex.
You said that Carol Ann Duffy is the best-selling poet in the UK. Do many people go out to the bookstore in the UK and buy books of poetry still?
They do. They do. And it is certainly a literary culture that is a lot more centered and given a lot more publicity than the United States. I mean, we too have a poet laureate in the United States, and I'd be very surprised if many people know who it is. But in England, the choice of a poet laureate is a great national occasion. There's a lot of speculation. There's betting that goes on, and even quite ordinary people who wouldn't think of themselves as aficionados of poetry take part in this discussion.
Okay, I'll bite because I don't know. I'll admit it. Who is a poet laureate in the U.S.?
It's Kay Ryan, and this week, in fact, there's going to be some reading at the Library of Congress by Kay Ryan and by Rita Dove, who was another one of her predecessors as the poet laureate in the United States.
I don't know what the poet laureate here in the States gets. Carol Ann Duffy will get an annual salary of about $8,500, which she's already said she'll give to the Poetry Society. She's also going to get this traditional gift of a butt of sack, which is about 600 bottles worth of sherry donated by the Sherry Institute of Spain. Does that mean that poets are supposed to like sherry?
I think poets are expected to sip sherry in the evenings when they have their wreaths on. And unfortunately, Andrew Motion, the current poet laureate, never picked up his consignment of sherry. And he actually said that toward the end of his term as poet laureate, he was beginning to run a little dry.
Okay. Elaine Showalter, professor emeritus of English at Princeton University, her new book out about the history of American women writers is called A Jury of Her Peers. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.